There was a sound like a man popping his finger in his cheek. The eye collapsed and slid out of its socket whole like a hideous shed tear. Tony gave an involuntary shout of horror. Sandy uttered a low scream. The collapsed eye struck the thing's furry shoulder and then plopped into the drip gutter. A moment later, it began to hiss and turn white. "Stop it," Sandy heard himself saying. "This is pointless. We're not going to learn anything from it, Curtis. There's nothing to learn." Curtis, so far as Sandy could tell, didn't even hear him.
"Holy shit," he was whispering. "Holy fucking shit."
Fibrous pink stuff began to bulge from the vacant eye socket. It looked like cotton candy or the insulation people use in their attics. It came out, formed an amorphous node, then turned white and began to liquefy, like the green thing.
"Was that shit alive?" Tony asked. "Was that shit alive when it—"
"No, that was only depressurization," Kurt said. "I'm sure of it. It's no more alive than shaving cream when it comes out of the can. Did you get it on tape, Sandy?"
"Oh, yeah, for what it's worth."
"Okay, let's look in the lower gut, and then we're done." What came out next killed any real sleep for at least a month. Sandy was left with those short dozes from which one wakes, gasping, sure that something one can't quite see has been crouching on one's chest and stealing one's breath. Kurt retracted the hide from the abdominal area and asked Tony to pin it, first on the left and then on the right. Tony managed, although not without difficulty. The work had become very fine, and both of them had their faces close to the incision. The reek in that close must have been tremendous, Sandy thought. Without turning his head, Kurt groped out, found one of the tensor lamps, and turned it slightly, intensifying the light pouring into the incision. Sandy saw a folded rope of dark, liverish red stuff, intestines, piled on top of a bluish-gray sack. "Cutting," Kurt murmured, and caressed the edge of his scalpel down the sack's lumpy, bulging surface. It split open, and black ichor shot out directly into Kurt's face, painting his cheeks and splashing his mask. More of it splattered Tony's gloves. Both men recoiled, crying out while Sandy stood frozen behind the video camera with his jaw hung down. Pouring out of the rapidly deflating sack was a flood of rough, black pellets, each of them wrapped in a swaddle of gray membrane. To Sandy, they looked like spider snacks, which had been put up in cobweb shrouds. Then he saw that each pellet had an open, glazed eye, and that each eye seemed to be staring at him, marking him. And that was when his nerve broke. He backed away from the camera, screaming. The screams were replaced by a gagging sound. A moment later, he vomited down the front of his shirt. Sandy himself remembered almost none of that. The 5 minutes or so following Kurt's final incision were pretty much burned out of his memory, and he counted that a mercy.